Merry Christmas. I notice these days when you go to the department stores or to the shops, they say, Merry Xmas, Happy Holidays. I silently say, quietly say, Merry Christmas.
我发现最近到商店的时候，常常看到他们不再讲圣诞节快乐，他们可能讲说假期快乐、节日快乐，或是把Christmas变成一个Xmas。我心里就会常常想说 Merry Christmas.
It is indeed Jesus is the reason for the season, as we usually say.
耶稣是我们庆祝这个节日的理由。And
today we're going to focus on the Prince of Peace.
今天我们要讲的是在讲和平的君。
Invited to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话, 请翻到以赛亚书第九章。
I don't know if you've been watching the news lately or seeing what's going on, but there is a great need for peace in our world today.
不知道你们最近有没有在看新闻，看最近世界上发生的事情，可是你会发现，我们需要有这样一个平安在我们世界里面。The
last count that we have in the war in Afghanistan, over 20,000 people died.
之前我们在阿富汗的战争里面，超过20万的人就这样去世了。Another
20,000 in the war in Somalia.
在 Somalia, 他四万的人这样因为战乱而死亡。Not
many people know about the civil war in Sri Lanka, with over 70,000 people who have died.
在叙利兰卡里面也有超过六百万，六十万的人，哎，七十万，七万，七万。And
still yet more, over 400,000 people in Darfur.
在 Darfur 大概有40万的人因着战争而死亡。
And of course, Iraq, over 600,000 people who have died. I don't know about you, but when you watch the news, it can be depressing. We certainly need peace in our world. Let's pray. Father, you are the God of peace.
天父，你是那和平的父。
And we pray, Lord, that you will reign.
求你在这个时候掌权。
Not just in our world, but in our lives.
不只是在我们的世界里，在我们的生命里。
In our families.
在我们的家庭里。
We ask in Jesus' name.
你将恳求奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. You have your Bibles, turn again. Isaiah chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话，翻到以赛亚书第九章。
As we look at one of the prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到一个有关于耶稣基督降生的一个预言。
I will start reading from verse 6.
我们会从第六节开始读。
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and office and of peace there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他的名必称为奇妙的测试，全能神，永恒的父，和平的君。他的政权与平安必无穷无尽的增加。他在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平和公义使国坚立稳固，从现在直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成全这事。
As I take a look at and survey people that I've come in contact with, I see a lot of worries these days. Some of us are worried about retirement. Will there be enough in the social security? Anything will leave for me?
在我平常跟许多人交谈当中，我发现每个人都有很多的忧虑。 有些人可能为了他的未来，为了他的退休之后的生活，不知道他以后还没有退休金、社会安全金还在不在，在担心。
If you're like me and you have kids, you're concerned about what's happening to our kids when they go off to college.
如果你像我一样有孩子的话，你可能会担心说，当我孩子去到大学之后，他们的生活会变成怎么样？
You're just not at peace with these things. If you're like me, you're also stressed over health.
如果你像我一样，你会开始为着你的健康感到担心。
And recently, I noticed that I'm getting my kids' name mixed up.
然后最近我发现我常常把我孩子的名字搞混。
My wife said I need to get some rest. That's your antidote.
我太太常常跟我说你需要多休息，就是你健康的方式。
Uncertainty over the future.
对未来的不确定。
The economy.
对我们的经济。
Oh yes, church has its stress too.
甚至在我们教会里面本身也有这样子的忧虑，这样的烦恼。
Some of us may be concerned about a nuclear attack, a terrorist activity.
有可能你会担心核武器或是战争之类的。
Even youth are stressed too. They're stressed over schoolwork.
如果你还是很年轻的话，你可能会担心你学校的功课。
Even singles.
如果你现在单身的话。
As time goes by and they're getting older, it's easy to get stressed.
当你年纪越来越大的时候，你就开始烦恼说接下来怎么办。
When will I have a spouse?
到底我什么时候才能找到一个配偶？
And some who are married are stressing, when will I get away from my spouse?
那有些人在结婚，已经结婚，肯定想说，我什么时候才能离开我的另外一半？
There is no end to stress.
在我们生命里面，好像这样一个烦恼从来不会停止。
The world has its way of dealing with, to try to deal with, to get peace.
这个世界它好像有它自己的方式来，给我们自己找到平安。
This image here that you've seen it probably logo in many places are on clothes.
你可能常常看到这样一个记号在衣服上面或是在商店里面。
But that is supposed to be the peace symbol.
这个记号应该要代表的好像是一个平安的意思。
Some have said that this is an upside down cross.
有些人说这个好像是一个十字架倒过来一样。
In any case, in the world, they want peace without the Prince of Peace, without Jesus Christ.
在我们这个世界里面，人可能想要有平安，可是他们不想要这个赐平安的神，这样赐平安的君王。
And we are here to tell you, as no matter if they are improving technology, there will never be peace without Jesus Christ.
我要告诉你，今天早上是说，不管人在怎么样的先进，在怎么样的进步，他们永远不可能有和平，如果没有这位和平的君在他们生命。
Now, when I talk about peace, I have a picture here in mind.
当我在跟你讲到和平的时候，我脑海里浮现一个画面。
You know the story about Jesus with his disciples. They were in the boat, and there was a storm.
大家可能听过耶稣在跟他的门徒在一个船上的时候起了一个风暴。
And in the midst of the storm, what was Jesus doing?
在这个风暴里面的时候，耶稣在做什么？
He was sleeping in the storm.
他在那边睡觉。
That's where we want to go today.
这是我们想要去的。
We have financial storms.
我们可能在经历一个经济的风暴。
Nation rage against nation.
我们可能国家在攻打国家。
Problems at home.
我们可能家里里面有问题。
But if we understand the peace that Jesus offers, is a peace that you can sleep in the midst of the storm.
但如果我们知道上帝要给我们的平安，借着耶稣基督，我们在风暴里面，我们能够平安的睡。
No matter what happened with our health, no matter what happened, what crisis befalls us. We can have peace in the storm.
不管我们健康怎么样，不管我们经历了什么样的危难，我们在风暴里面，我们可以有平安。
All right, let me see the hands of those who want that peace.
有多少人想要这样子的平安，在风暴里面你还可以经历的平安
？I don't think some people want that peace.
我想可能有些人不想要这样一个平安。
Well, the passage where we're going to find true peace is in Jesus Christ, and in Isaiah chapter 9. We are told, "Oh, can we find true peace in our time?"
我们怎么样可以找到这样一个真正的平安呢？在圣经里面记载在以赛亚书第九章这里。
And what does it mean that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace?
那这里圣经上为什么说耶稣是和平的君王呢？
Isaiah was one of the last prophets in the last days to minister just before Judah went off into captivity.
这样是当犹大这个国家，犹太这个国家，他快要进入灭亡的时候的最后的一个其中的一个先知。
Our passage comes in a context where God was pronouncing judgment upon and Judah. He also, in the midst of the judgment, takes them from the judgment that is to come and project them in the future to a glorious, peaceful time. At that time, you had a bad king, Ahaz, who was reigning on the throne. In Isaiah chapter 6, we are told that, that God promised to send a deliverer to deliver Judah from against their captives. But in his arrogance, Ahaz said, "No, I don't want any help. I don't want to trouble the Lord." And God said to him, "I'm going to give you a sign. A virgin will have a son." He comes down in chapter 8 also, and still delivering the promise of judgment to come upon the people of Israel. As you know, the people went off into captivity in 722 BC. That is the northern kingdom. And God promised, as he begins in chapter 9, that God is going to do a great thing in sending the Messiah in verse 1.
在第九章的时候, 上帝在这时候预言了,
he talks about, he goes like this, "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, that is the region of Galilee. In the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations."
在建幽暗,以前神使西布伦和拿弗他利必被轻视,日后却要使他们在沿海之路,约旦河外和外族人的加利利得着荣耀。
So imagine being with us, with Isaiah, that he was getting a message of doom. But in the midst of the storm cloud, he sees a silver lining. He sees the Son of Man coming.
就好像在他这个犹大他们整个国家在 听到上帝的宣布里面,
he says five things about the Messiah in this passage. As you notice in verse 5, and verse 6, we won't spend a lot of time here, but for to us a child is born and a son is given.
第六节这里讲说,
that may sound like a paradox to us, but what that is saying is, born a child is making a reference to his humanity, and a son is given is making a claim to his deity. Another thing that he said about the child in the passage, he says, that he will rule over God's people. Said the government shall be upon his shoulder. And like no other in the Old Testament, a fireworks of names are given to Jesus here. These descriptive names describe his character. He said he will be Wonderful Counselor. You may not realize this, but each one of these names were carefully chosen by the theologian Isaiah because they are describing the humanity and the deity of Jesus Christ. You said, like, wonderful is the word that refers to his deity because of the word that is used. If you remember in Judges chapter 13, when the angel came to Samson's parents and the angel vanished away in this morning, he said, the angel told him, my name is Wonderful, which is the angel of the Lord.
在士师记第13章的时候, 当他讲到当天使向参孙的父母显现的时候, 天使说, 我的名就是奇妙。
In other words, Jesus will be wonderful, he will be indescribable, he will be wonderful in his birth, in his life, and in his death, and in his resurrection.
所以耶稣他就是代表这样一个奇妙，在他的降生，在他的生命里面，在他的复活里面，他是这样一个奇妙的一个测试。
And the word mighty God has to do with the word mighty, a hero of a God.
那这里讲到全能的神，这里讲到全能是讲到一个神的英雄，神的一个属性。
An everlasting Father is not talking about God the Father, but in relationship to humans, He is the giver of life.
那这里讲到永恒的父，并不是说他是像父神一样，而他讲到说是他与我们的关系，他就是那赐生命的父。Next,
He tells us that He will rule upon the throne of David, which was prophesied in Genesis chapter 12.
那就好像在创世纪第十二章里面预言一样。 耶稣他会在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。And
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
And lastly, he said, the seal of the Lord will accomplish this.
然后最后他说到万军之耶和华的热心必成全这事。Now
we come to the meat of what we want to talk about. This peace that you're talking about, how can I have this peace?
那我们要讲到我们今天主题了，这样一个平安，我们如何能够得着？
Everyone is promoting peace these days.
每个人都好像在宣扬平安。
Even now, the Jewish people with their Arab nations are having a hard time coming to some kind of peace agreement.
甚至像现在，今天在以色列跟他周遭国家有许多这样困难，没有办法达成一个和平的共识。
When we talk about Jesus and peace, we mean that He is the ruler of true and lasting peace.
当我们讲到耶稣是这个和平的君的时候，我们是说的他是一个这样一个永恒的君王，他是这样一个不改变、永远赐平安的神。
The Jewish people often use a word that you're familiar with, shalom, when they greet someone.
以色列人、犹太人他们常会用一个字叫做shalom来彼此称呼对方。
It is a term that describes a tranquility or something like wholeness and health and welfare or a soundness of health.
这个平安代表的是一个平静、一个健全、一个完全、一个美好的一个景象。
The New Testament uses the same word translated and said, it's spiritual harmony brought by Jesus Christ in our restoration of our relationship with God. In other words, when we understand that this peace is not tied to any circumstances around us. This peace is a rest of the soul. In other words, when the world is falling apart, there is a peace.
就算我们这个世界正在毁灭、在破坏的时候, 我们心中还有这样一个平安。
That characterizes the soul of the individual.
这个平安是来讲到我们一个心灵上的一个特征。
Interestingly, I have a humor here. There was a young man who was sharing the gospel and he didn't have any status and he was going across Mexico. He didn't realize this. On his way back, the immigration stopped him.
跟大家讲一个故事。曾经有一个人他在去传福音的时候，他不小心进入到墨西哥的边境，他不知道。当他回来的路上的时候，移民局的那个关卡的人把他停下来。
And you know when you don't have a status, you don't stray across the border because you're not going to come back. So they picked him up. This is a man of God. They picked him up and they took him to jail. And on the court day, he stepped in and he saw the judge and he said, Shalom!
那他们把他抓到监狱里，然后在审判那一天，他在法官面前，他就突然对法官说 Shalom.
Well, it happened that the judge was a Jew, and the judge just granted him his green card and sent him
home.
This is true. Shalom is a beautiful word.
Shalom.
And when it comes to Jesus comes to give us true peace, the Bible describes three aspects of peace. Peace with God. An inward peace of the soul. And peace around us. Let's look at these closely. The Bible tells us that we are all in Romans chapter 5 that we were all born sinners and at war with God. And if we were to die as enemies of God, we're going to go to hell, a lost eternity. But Jesus came and he died on the cross to become our bridge. Our peacemaker to bring us back to God. He stands in the middle and here you have God and you have man and he brings them together as the God-man. And those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now we have peace with God. But you know that you can have peace with God, but you may not have the peace of God. The peace inward is the peace of God whereby, as a Christian, though you have a good relationship, you're going to heaven, but you're stressing out about the details of life. Well, the Bible said Jesus gives peace in troubled times. In John 14, it tells a lot about peace, and John 16 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." This verse came just before Jesus was captured and crucified. Here is Jesus about to be crucified and he's talking about peace. As a matter of fact, we are told of a story that happened in
1555.
A guy named Nicholas Ridley was burned at the stake because of his witness for Christ.
Nicholas, 他将要被
On the night of his execution, his brother offered to remain with him in the prison chamber to assist him, comfort him. Nicholas declined the offer and replied that he meant to go to bed and sleep quietly as ever did in his life.
Nicholas 跟他的兄弟讲说，世上你不需要这样做，不需要你来安慰我。我今天晚上就打算平平安安的去睡觉，像我平常一样。Because
he knew the peace of God, he could rest in strength of the everlasting arms of the Lord to meet his need.
Nicholas说，因为我知道我在上帝里面这样一个平安，我在上帝里面有这样一个力量，使我在经历这样的时候，我还是能够平安的入睡。And
the same is true of us, brothers and sisters. No matter what we go in this life, there is no need that Jesus Christ cannot meet.
所以同样的，在我们的生命里面，兄弟姐妹，我们不管经历到什么时候，没有一件事情是上帝的平安不能安慰我们。It
is so crazy sometimes for the unbelievers when they see this peace of God operating in our lives. They think this is a peace beyond understanding. Your life is falling apart, your house, your children, but you're so calm in the midst of the storm.
这样一个平安在外人里面看起来好像是一个很不平凡的一件事情，因为在这样我们在经历风暴的时候，我们还是可以这样的平静的过我们的生活。
But then we are told that this peace comes as a result of walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道这样一个平安, 它的来源是在我们与神一起同行, 在圣里面来跟随神的一个结果。
Just recently, someone was asking me about problems at home. How do you at work? How do you get peace at work?
所以有些人来问我说, 如果你在公司或者在家里面有困难的时候，与人相处不好的时候，怎么样能够有这样的平安？
But first, how do you get peace in the church community?
你怎么样可以在教会里面，在我们这样一个环境里面有平安？
Maybe some of us have been to church splits or problems in churches, and you know it's not one of the easiest things to deal with.
你可能曾经经历过教会分裂或教会里面有争吵的一些事情，那你知道这不是一个简单的事。
Well, the peace that we deal with also covers those things.
上帝的平安事实上也遮盖这个教会里面的纷争。
In Ephesians chapter 4, we are told about this kind of peace.
在以弗所书第四章里面，上帝借着他的话语来告诉我们这样的。He
tells us that we should close ourselves with humility and gentleness and patience towards one another.
他说我们要凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐、用爱心、彼此宽容。In
other words, if I am patient with my brother or my sister, if I am humble with my brothers and sisters, if I am gentle, I'm here to accomplish peace.
换句话说，就是当若我对我的兄弟里面有忍耐、有谦虚、有温柔的时候，在我们当中里面就有这样一个平安。
One of the greatest divisions in the church has been between Jews and Gentiles.
在教会历史里面最大的一个分裂，就是在犹太人与外邦人中间的一个分裂。And
Jesus Christ, we are told in Ephesians chapter 2, that He came and He broke down the division that caused the separation. And now He is our peace.
可在以弗所书里面告诉我们，上帝来，他拆毁了这中间的隔绝，他成了我们之间的一个平安。When
they ask me, how can I have peace with my co-workers?
当人家问我说，我怎么样可以与我的同事之间有这样一个和平？I
turn to Romans chapter 12 that tells us that we should overcome evil with good.
我会翻到罗马书第十二章，告诉他们说，你要以爱胜过罪恶。
I know it's very easy for us to think that when the boss is being hostile to us, it's time to get a new job. Or maybe it's time to, you know, borrow Pastor Andrew's job or something. But before you come to my job, you need to think about it. Don't leave your job. God may want you there to overcome evil with good.
可是不要这么快下这个决定，因为上帝可能就是要你在那个地方用爱来胜过恶。Every
time that I go to a funeral service,
每次当我到参加丧礼的时候,
I have to wonder how long will this continue.
常常在想说这样一个情况还要多久。
If you saw the bodies of people in Syria, as people are displaced, and you wonder how long will this continue.
看到叙利亚里面战乱里面死亡那些尸体的时候，你会想说，这样一个事情到底还要持续多久？
I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, there is going to come a day.
我想要告诉你是说，将会有这么一天。
When the king of Salem will come.
当这位君王再次回来。
The king of peace will come and reign.
这位平安的君王会来掌权。
And right now, as He seeks to reign upon the hearts of men and women, His reign will someday become political when He will reign from Jerusalem. And then there will be a worldwide peace like we have never known before. That you may be saying, I really want to get this peace that you're talking about. Well, simply put, since Jesus says that we should, He is peace, and we are told in Isaiah that there is no peace for the wicked. Well, He said we should repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will have the peace with God. But the one that really troubles us as Christians, how do we get the peace of God?
经历圣灵给我们的平安。
Sometimes we just simply need to focus on Jesus Christ.
比如说，我们就需要把我们眼睛从这个世界转向来看到耶稣。
Jesus said in John that in this world we will have trouble.
上帝借着耶稣告诉我们说，在这个世界里面我们会有烦恼。
Because if our focus is money, when we don't have money, we're going to get disturbed. We're going to have trouble.
如果我们专注的目的是在金钱上，当我们没有金钱的时候，我们心里就有这样一个愁烦。
If our focus is health, when we don't have health, we will have trouble.
如果我们专注的是我们的健康，当我们没有健康的时候，我们就这样的烦恼。
If our focus is relationship, if we don't have good relationship, we're going to have trouble.
或是我们专注的可能是我们人与人之间的关系，当这样的关系破灭的时候，我们就没有这样一个。
But our focus should be on Jesus Christ.
我们的专注应该是在耶稣基督里面。
Second Thessalonians 3:16 call him, he is the Lord of peace.
以撒罗尼迦也告诉我们说他是这个赐平安的主。
Colossians tells us, let the peace of God rule your hearts.
在哥罗西书里面他说了让这样一个平安来掌管你的心。
In other words, let the peace of God be the umpire of your heart.
让这个平安来带领你。
One of the things that has happened in our circle is the work of the Holy Spirit is on the mind.
在我们教会里面，可能有时候很多时候我们轻视了、忽略了圣灵的工作、圣灵的能力。
As a Christian, when you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the Spirit of God comes and live inside of you.
当你成为一个基督徒，当你来相信耶稣的时候，神的灵就进到你的生命里面。
But not every Christian.Not every Christian has the Spirit of God controlling them.
但并不是每一个基督徒都愿意让圣灵来掌管他的生命。
When the Spirit of God controls us, it is the Spirit of God is going to manifest Himself in peace.
当神的灵来掌管我们生命的时候，他的灵就来赐下这样的平安。
I remember when we got a sad news when at the hospital the doctor told us about the baby. We went up to the room and we worshiped God.
我记得当我那时候我的小女儿。到他消息的时候，我与我太太就跪下来敬拜神。
And David and many of the patriarchs, they got the peace of God by worshiping God.
那圣经上面记载的很多的圣经里面的伟人，他们的能力、他们的平安都是借着敬拜神、赞美神而来。
In 2 Chronicles 20, we are told Jehoshaphat, when he heard about trouble, he worshipped God in prayer and singing.
在历代志下记载了一个王，他当他碰到这样一个困难的时候，约沙法他就来到神面前跪下来敬拜，来称赞他。
It's very difficult, you say, Andrew, how can I worship God when life is falling apart?
你可能会对我说，当我的生命在好像在崩溃的时候，在走向一个下坡的时候，我怎么样能够来敬拜神？
I love of Philippians chapter 4 puts it.
腓立比书里面这样告诉我们。
Says, do not be anxious about anything.
他说不要为着任何事情来忧虑。
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
你要凡事借着祷告祈求，带着感恩的心，把你们所要的告诉神。
And then he says this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
接着他告诉我们说，这样神所赐超过人能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心思意念。
Let me ask a question. Do you have the peace with God?
我想问你一个问题，与神之间有这样一个和平吗？
If you don't have the peace with God, when you die, if you die today, you're going to go to a lost eternity called hell.
如果你没有与神之间有这样和平，如果你今天就这样不幸的死亡了，你将要进到一个与神隔绝一个地方，我们叫做地狱。
But God sent His Son, His only begotten Son, who is the Prince of Peace.
但是上帝让他的儿子进入到我们生命里面，他是他唯一的爱子耶稣基督，是这个和平的君。
That if.If you repent and believe in Him, He will become your peacemaker.
如果你悔改来相信他的时候，他会成你里面生命里面这个生命的平安的主。
Back in the Roman days, they used to have ambassadors.
在那时候，罗马帝国里面，他们有这个所谓的外交官。
And when the Roman army surrounds a city, they may send an ambassador, an envoy, to go present the terms of surrender.
那当这个罗马士兵他们在包围敌人的城的时候，他们会把这个外交官、这个使者 派到这个城里面来谈判，来协调接下来的一个条约。
If the city that is besieged do not accept the terms of surrender, well, they will face the wrath of mighty Rome.
如果这个敌人的城他不愿意接受这个投降的条款，他们将要面临这样一个罗马军队的侵略。
But God sent an ambassador to present the terms of surrender.
上帝也同样差派一个使者来告诉我们怎么样来降服在前面。
His name is Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace.
是神的儿子，是和平的君。
When we come together on a day like this to remember the advent, the coming of Jesus Christ, let us remember that He is the answer for all our troubles.
在我们这样一个节日里面，我们纪念到耶稣的这样一个降生的时候，让我们记得他是我们生命里面所有问题的一个答案。
But then there is a peace of God, which is a beautiful way of witnessing to the unbeliever. If Christians walk in the power of the Holy Spirit,
当我们基督徒在靠着圣灵来过我们生活的时候，我们这里有这样一个上帝而来的平安，是这样子可以来见证神与我们的同在。
I remember when we got home and my Jewish neighbor came over to console us, and she was crying, and we said, "It's okay, God will take care of everything. We'll see the baby again in heaven."
我记得有一天我回到家的时候，我的邻居他是一个犹太的夫妇，他们来到我。家里说来对我哭诉的时候，我向他们安慰说：“不要担心，你将有一天会在神的国度里面再见到你。”
She was struck by the peace of God in our lives.
那这一对夫妇他们就被这样一个神的平安所感动。
I must be honest, it's not all the time I have this peace.
我不能告诉你说我在什么情况下我都有这样的平安。
Sometimes when I go through the pains in my side, I say, "Wow, is that?" My days are coming to an end.
有时候我的背在痛的时候，可能想说，我今天是不是我的最后一天
？And I reason, I'm still young. I feel like 16.
然后可能会像上面说，我现在还很年轻，我感觉好像才16岁一样。
But when I pray and give it over to the Lord, He gives me His peace.
所以当我向上帝来祷告的时候，他给我这样的平安。
Life is real. I don't know what you're going through right now.
生命是这样的真实，而且我不知道你现在经历的到底是什么。
Everywhere around us is merry, but in your life and your family, it may not be too merry.
可能你看到周遭的一切的时候，感觉好像这么喜乐，可是你往自己的家里或自己的生命里看的时候，确实有这样一个忧伤在里面。
I want to say to you, and I say to myself, that there is a peace of God sufficient to meet every need that you go through.
我想要告诉你，今天有这样一个平安，能够来足够满足你所有的需要。
Do you want this peace?
你想要这样的平安吗？
Let's pray. When the angels appeared to the disciples in Luke, it says, "Peace on earth and goodwill to all."
当天使向门徒显现的时候，他向门徒说，平安赐予你。
This offer of peace is still extended to us today in Christ.
这样一个平安的邀请，在耶稣基督。
Because He is the Prince of Peace. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, the Bible says. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, rejoicing and making melody in your heart, Ephesians 5 tells us as Christians. You can be able to sleep in the boat of trouble. If Jesus Christ is your hope and my hope. And so as we close right now, I want you to think about the areas of your life that you're experiencing some turbulence, some troubles, and some trials. As Christians, claim God's peace in the midst of the storm. James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Father, upon the authority of your word, we claim the peace of Christ in our lives. Lord, I've been going through this illness, I've been going through this financial problem, our immigration problem, our relationship problem, but I'm trusting in you, God, because you are my peace. You're sovereign and you rule over all. And Father, we pray for those who are here who are enemies of the state, enemies of heaven. Lord, may they come to know the peace with you. May they come to believe in the one and only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. May we be the most peaceful people as we live here today.